I want to welcome you again into the house of God today as we continue to explore the Word of God, and as we continue to share the Word of God so that we continue to walk in the ways which God wants, and that we are able to feed our spirit. It's very important. So I thank God for being here, and I thank God for your lives, for joining us wherever you are joining us from. So we continue to explore the truth of the Word of God. I think that's what is important, and to know and to understand what God wants us to do in our life, and that we walk in His ways. That is what is very important, and then to be empowered in the Word of God. That's what is very, very important, because when we are empowered, then we live a life understanding what kind of a life, what kind of things we need to be doing, so that we'll be able to live as according to what God wants us. That's why in my last teachings before, I have expressed the fact that you see, when we understand what God wants, we then don't rely on other people. We don't rely on a prophet. The prophet is very good, because the prophet speaks to God directly and pass on the message. But when we seek God, sometimes the prophets will actually follow you, because God will know your needs and you know what you want. And sometimes God will actually follow you and tell you the message you want to hear. So we need to move from an understanding where we have to rely on other people. I'm not saying don't respect, don't follow, but I'm saying that don't rely. There's a difference. So you rely on God, His Word, and whatever it is. In fact, His Word actually encourages you to follow and to actually respect what the leader is saying, if the leader is actually coming from God. That's what is very important. So it's very important that we get empowered that way. Not only to come to church, only to hear what's going to be said, and rely on what the message is going to come on a Sunday to Sunday or on a weekly basis. But even when you hear the Word, you actually go there and pray about it. And on a daily basis, you are under the cover of God. So it's very important. So that's very important. So today, we'll continue to explore and talk about the Word of God. And I always want to recap what we've been talking about. And we've been talking about, you know, when Joshua, the man of God, was speaking to the children of Israel, he mentioned a very critical statement. He said, "You may not be able to worship this God," meaning that he had found what people were actually doing. And it didn't mean that the people were out of the group, or meaning that they were a different tribe or whatever. But they were actually the Israelites. They were the people who were loved by God. They were actually walking with God at the time. But He said to them, "You may not be able to worship this God." And He said that you need to throw away or to leave other gods, and pledge your loyalty towards God. And the children of Israel said, that's what we'll do that. So we are teaching based on that statement, that you may not be able to worship this God. So we were looking and exploring what should we be able to do to be able then to worship this God. Because it becomes very clear that it's not that you are out of the church, that you are away from God. So you can actually be in the church, but away from God. So it's very important that we are in the church, and we are in the presence of God. That's very, very important. So last week we were talking about, a few times we talked about the fact that you need to fear God, and when you don't fear God, it's very easy for you then just to go. To just go by, but you are not fearing God. And what we explained was that the devil knows what is important in your life as a Christian. So if the devil steals the fear of God away from you, then he knows he's finished with you. The rest you can do, but you can do not in the presence of God. So when we're exploring the story of Adam and Eve, what we found was that the fear of God, in a way, moved away from them, because they then exactly did what God had actually forbidden. And they continued to live the life. They didn't die a physical death as we can think, but actually the word of God had said that, you know, the day you are going to eat this fruit, you are going to surely die. And what we explored and found out was that they were not able to stand before God as they used to now and again. So we understood the word of God came to was fulfilled, that they were going to die at some point, somehow. That they died, they were not able to stand before God. Because when they were called, they were not able to stand before God as they used to be. Adam used to commune with God. But at this time, actually God then says, have you eaten the fruit? Because God knew that something was wrong. You see, so when the fear of God departs us, we can still come to church. When the fear of God departs from us, we can still do the physical things we can do. When the fear of God departs from us, we can still do certain things we can do. But it only means that we are just not walking in the cover of God or under the cover of God. So it's very important. So it's very important that everyone understands the importance of the fear of God. In fact, the fear of God is the beginning of the wisdom. So we need to fear God. It's very important. We gave an example to say that if you are at work, you know very well that you do your job, you come at a time which your contract says. So, but nobody tells you on a daily basis that you have to come, because you fear that, you know, if I continue to do this, I will be, you know, whatever it is, maybe given warning, or you lose your job, or whatever it is, there's something which you fear. But the problem with worshiping God, sometimes we don't fear that, the consequences, because maybe we start by fear and say, oh, okay, if I do this, maybe God will. But if nothing happens, people will just continue. You know, so there will be the emptiness within us. Amen. Because that fear of God is no longer with us. So it's very important that we preserve the fear of God in us. And that it helps you on your own. It helps you wherever you are, at home, at work, everywhere. Because there's no one who will see you, but within your heart there is a fear of God. So you always you always understand what God wants you to do, and you are always aware what you are supposed to be doing and what you are supposed to be doing. So so we thank God for that. That was last when we were talking about that. But today, as part of this teaching, we are going to look at following. Now I know I've said this word before, but we're going to look at the word following. And our scripture is going to come from the book of Matthew. My experience is that following is one of the most difficult things to do, simply because I've got my own mind, I've got the own way I think, I've got my own values, I've got all those things within me. So following can be a challenge, because I may want to do the things I do. I want to do them in my own way. But then the thing is, once you start to do your own thing in your own way, already you're not following. Already you're not following. So that's why, you see, Joshua said, you may not be able to worship this God, because this God had particular ways he wanted to be worshipped. So that's why he was then saying to them, you need to make sure that you leave other gods and you pledge your loyalty towards him. towards God, the God of Israel, or the Almighty God. Why? Because, remember, the Bible says, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, I believe, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength." So, meaning that the commitment as a person is to God, 100%. No holding back, but all the commitment and everything has to be to God. So love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And why is very important? Remember, the Bible then says, go and teach that to your children. As you sit down, till you need to be even telling your children, put that in the doorpost and everything else. So, which means God was emphasizing the fact that it's very, very important. So, loving God with all your heart, with all your soul. So, these people had left God because they were not actually loving God with all their hearts. If they were loving God with all their hearts, they would have forbidden other gods. They would have left other gods. But actually, at this point in time, they actually had other gods with them. That was the problem. They had other gods with them. That was the problem. You see? So, in other words, they were actually not following God. They were following God partly or somehow, or they were just involved. You see? So, today we want to talk about following. And it's very simple, following. But what we need to understand is that there are certain things which we need to observe when we are following, because there is a very big risk where you may, like I'm giving an example, you may be in the church, but actually you are not following what God is saying. Yeah? Remember, the Bible says, not everyone says, God, Lord, Lord, not everyone says, Lord, Lord, who enter the kingdom of God or inherit the kingdom of God. So, which means there's a way these people are following or are worshiping God, but there's a way they are following which God is actually not accepting. Because otherwise, if that was not the case, that scripture will not be there. Yeah? That scripture will not be there. But the Bible says, the other scripture says, they shall say to me, we were prophesying in your name, or we're doing all these mighty works in your name. But the Bible says, I shall say to them, I don't know you. Do you understand? So it means that they were doing it in a way which is not a way which God wanted. Simple. So we have to take, we have to pay attention to what it is that we need to be doing, so that God will not say, I don't know you. You see, I was putting on the uniform, which you said, I don't know you. I was praying for the sick and they were getting healed, I don't know you. I was fasting now and again, I don't know you. I was waking up at a certain time praying, I don't know you. So, which means it's important we understand everything which God wants us, so that we don't run the risk where God will say, I don't know you. It's very important. So, but today we're just going to read, and I'll tell you why I've chosen this scripture, but let's read the Bible from the book of Matthew. Chapter 4, in fact, yeah, so chapter 4, and let us read from verse 18. And up to and including 21.
Matthew chapter 4, from verse 18, from the Good News Version. Jesus called four fishermen. As Jesus walked along the shore of Lake Galilee, he saw two brothers who were fishermen, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, catching fish in the lake with a net. Jesus said to them, come with me, and I'll teach you to catch people. At once, they left their nets and went with him. He went on and saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in their boat with their father Zebedee, getting their nets ready. Jesus called them. And at once, they left the boat and their father and went with him.
Thank you. So I thank God for the reading. I'll read my translation only. Verse 19 says, "And he says unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." So Jesus, in fact, from verse 18, so what we understand is that, so Jesus is coming, and Jesus is actually, at this time he's on earth, and he's on a mission. But as he's on a mission, this is very important to understand, he's on a mission. Jesus is on a mission. But as he come, and he then spoke to the people he saw, and he says, come, follow me. So one thing, what we need to understand, number one, before we go any further, is that Jesus is just not roaming around doing nothing, but he's actually going somewhere. He's on a mission, and there's something which he wants to accomplish. But these people, he said to them, come, follow me. So what we can immediately understand is that Jesus is the one who has got the mission. And Jesus is the one who knows where he needs to take these people to. So as we read the scripture, it can be very simple, but when we really look into it, we can actually see something very important. So Jesus has a ministry, or Jesus has a mission to accomplish, and he calls people to follow him. Come, follow me. So in this other, he's explicit. He said, come, I will make you fishers of men. So in other words, these people were actually fishermen. They were actually fishing. But he says, I'll make you fish men. I'll make you fishers of men. That's what he says. So our word is following. So when we follow, remember we are talking about, the Bible says you may not be able to worship this God. So we may not be able to even to follow this God. What we need to understand is that when we are coming to God, or for in this instance, as they follow Jesus Christ is the one who knows where these people must be going. So in other words, it will be a discord at any time if these disciples want to go ahead of Jesus, or they want to go in their own way. It means that immediately they are going in their own way, they are not following. Immediately they are going their own way, which Jesus has not said, it means that they are going their own way. They ceased following. But the word here was very clear, come, follow me. So meaning that they had to understand where Jesus wanted to take them. They had to understand who Jesus was. They had to understand where Jesus was taking them. But even before they understood, they will just follow as according to what God Jesus was actually saying. So in other words, number one, as a Christian, you need to understand that God is the one who knows where you're supposed to be going. So you can write down this down. God is the one who knows where you are supposed to be going. Now, so it's very important that we understand this scripture. God is the one who knows where you are supposed to be going. Say why I'm saying this is very important, simply because when we now find that God, where God is taking us, is becoming a bit risky with our own eyes. Because that's what we find. When we find where God is now taking us, it's a bit risky. Physically, when you are seeing it and when you are traveling, it's becoming uncomfortable. There are certain things we start to do immediately. We start, number one, to question God, his authority, and we start to question whether he knows what he's doing. Because essentially that's what you're doing. You are questioning him, where do you know where you're taking me? But he knows already. He knows already where you're taking you. Because normally what happens is that when God wants people to follow him, he instructs them on what to do. But immediately when people find what God is saying to them, that it's becoming a bit difficult, people will start to make their own assumptions. People start to make their own judgments. People start to make their own decisions. People start to make their own ways of doing things. Let me make it a bit lighter. In the Bible, it says, the man is the head of the family. But if we really look at many families who are Christians, who follow God, what we find is that the woman is the head of the family. In a disguised way. They lead from behind. But the principle of God says the man is the head of the family. Even the man is slow, but he's still the head. But normally when women find that the man is slow, they become faster. They show that they are faster. So we run away from the principle. The principle says the man is the head of the family. But because maybe the man is slow in what he does, he does something wrong, but he is just a bit slow in what he does. So the wife becomes the head immediately. So the man becomes powerless in a way. You see, so it's that the principle, we have moved away from the principle of God. So the principle of God is not, we are no longer following the principle of God, but what we are actually doing is we are solving a problem. Yeah? We are solving a problem. Say, they want to solve this problem. But maybe the man has got a way of solving the problem. It's a slower, not a very fast way, a slower way. So we come up with a fast solution. Then we become the head of the family. Yeah? So the issue of following is not very easy. Because if you are following someone who is slow, it means that you have to reduce your speed. That's what it means. But because I don't want to reduce my speed, you don't have to go ahead. That's what happens. Yeah. So the Bible teaches about following is very, very important. So following is very important in the sense that whether God is putting you in a place where you think it's uncomfortable, but stick to the principle. So stick to the principle. Even the principle appear to be not good enough, but stick to the principle. So even the principle may seem not to be good enough. So, for example, the example I was giving, about the men, and because that's the principle. That's what God says. I mean, we come up with all what we can or what we want, but actually that's the principle of God. So do not bring a solution without using a principle. Do not, because then the issue is, then you run a risk of not following. So here the Bible says, right, come follow me. So Jesus calls the disciples and he calls them so that they can follow him. Jesus is the one who knows where these people are supposed to be going. And he's the one who knows. Now, there was an incident where one of, was it Matthew or the son of the disciples? Or Peter, oh, sorry, Peter, is that Peter? I think Peter maybe. Yeah, Peter. He chopped one of the ear of those people who were actually were taking Jesus or arresting Jesus. And that was not the principle. And that was not what Jesus wanted. But that was the solution he was bringing. But actually, that was not the principle. Because Jesus then said, he said something along the lines that he is not leading people who are in the way he was actually behaving. Do you understand? So sometimes the solution we bring can be a solution as we see, but can run away from, can actually not be a principle. So come follow me. Now, so the issue is that we need to understand that following, it means that now and again we have to put the brakes. Yeah, so when we follow, you have now and again to follow. Because each time you follow someone, you have your own thinking. And each time you are behind someone, you always have your own thoughts and your own way of how things should be done. But the Bible says, come, follow me. So, what we need to understand is that following God, it does not mean that every time God is leading us in a way which we are not going to face a challenge. Remember the Bible, when the children of God were moving out of land of captivity, what does the Bible say? The Bible says, although there was a clear road, or there was a shorter route, yeah, there was a shorter route of coming out of Egypt, God decided to take the children of Israel using a longer route. And the reason why he says he knew that the children of God of Israel will move back or will go back if they know that they have to be involved in a fight. So meaning that what we want to avoid is that sometimes what God actually is putting us through. So do not try to avoid problems in the sense that God is putting you through this, because maybe God, that's exactly what he wants to do. That's exactly what God wants you to go through. So let us understand that following God does not mean that elimination of problems. Because sometimes following God is actually starting some problems in a way. Very, very important. Now, so what I like about when these people were called by Jesus to come, they followed straight away and they started following Jesus. If you look at the lives of the disciples, they really followed what Jesus was doing, because he was the one who had the mission. So most of the time, we as the Christians, what we do is that we do not want to follow God exactly as what he says. Maybe we follow certain bits and pieces of what he says. So following is to really to understand exactly where God wants to take you and follow the route. Yeah, follow the route. Remember the story of Abraham. The Bible says, he says to him that he needed to give to God his son, the one he loves. So sometimes God wants you to commit something which is painful to God. It's very, very important. So following God is no, by no means elimination of all problems. But we know, even if we get into problems, but we know still God stands with us. Because that's what God does. He always stands with us. Whatever challenge, whatever situation you go through, God will always stand with you. So do not try to avoid the situation to say, I don't want this situation. because God may want you to be in that situation. That's why the Bible says, even if I go through the deepest darkness. So it means there's a deepest darkness somewhere, somehow. But I don't want to avoid those. But sometimes these things actually makes us even stronger. Paul says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Meaning that when he is weak, he's no longer relying on himself. But when he is weak, Paul is actually relying on God. So let us understand that it's something which we need to have to be able to follow God. Because now and again, and each time when we are in a difficult situation, we bring our own solution. Probably it's not the solution which God exactly is looking for. But when we understand that God is the one who is putting us through that, it means that he will always bring a solution for us. So following is very important in that respect, that we follow through what God wants us to go through. We go through a challenging situation which God wants us to go through. We go through a difficult path which God wants us to go through. It's very, very important. And I want us to understand that. Because the risk we run, if we don't do that, it means that we run a risk where we stop following, but we still think that we are still following. Do you understand that? We stop following, but we think that we are still following. So, God said, Joshua said to the children of Israel, you need to make sure that you throw away or you discard other gods and pledge your loyalty to God. So when you follow, it means that you in a way have to pledge some loyalty. You pledge your loyalty towards God. Now, so when you pledge your loyalty, it means that even people who are loyal, doesn't matter that whatever they are going through, they remain loyal. Whatever it is, even they are in a challenging situation, as long as they are loyal to that person, they go through whatever it is. So if someone is loyal, it means that they will continue to follow until, I don't know, because they have pledged their loyalty. That's exactly what God wants. So the ability to follow is one which is very important when we worship God. When we are able to follow, that's very, very important. Now, when we are able to follow, it means the external circumstances, whatever it is happening, the external circumstances will not affect our ability to follow. We will still follow God. So it's one thing which you need to have yourself as a Christian. Give an example again of Job. If he was affected by external circumstances and what people are saying and what comments people are making and those all other things happening in his life, he would have stopped worshiping God long back. Because whatever he was going through, it was not easy on its own. Then people making all these comments and people making all these suggestions and everything else was not easy then. But he continued to follow. He was so loyal to God. He was so loyal to God. So it's very important that we understand those things. So following, let us continue to follow God no matter what. Let us not have a season of following. So you follow God and you're so grateful to God when things are okay. But when things are not okay, you stop following God. And when things are bad, you cease following God. Let us understand that God is the one who can reward us with the kingdom of God. let's understand that he is the owner of silver and gold. He's the owner of heaven and earth and everything in it. So when we understand our identity, to understand who we are, that will really help us a great deal, because we know whatever it is that we go through, whatever it challenges, whatever, but we still know that God is our provider, God is our protector, and God is God in our life. I want to repeat what I said last week. When you read about the prodigal son, there's something which is very important, which the Bible mentions, which I think sometimes we forget about. Because when the prodigal son returned, the Bible tells us that the father brought in a ring and put it in his finger, a coat or a cloak, and then he killed or he slaughtered, a calf, and they started to enjoy. But the other one said, you've never done such a thing to me. But I like the reply which was given. The reply which was given was, whatever it is the father has, that's yours. So in other words, this man, this person, he is complaining about one calf which he has not been slaughtered for, but actually probably he owns probably thousands. And he is complaining about one little thing which the brother has been done for, but he doesn't realize that he owns what the father owns. So as long as we don't realize that we are the children of God, it can be a loosely used word to say children. But if my children or your children understand that what you have is theirs as well, it means that it will be too difficult for them to run around in errands or to do chores in the house, because they know that it's ours. Everything is ours. So sometimes we fail to understand that, even as Christians, that we are the children. God is our father, and actually he's our father. Because it's not a father of just saying a father, but it's actually a father. It's actually a father who is actually concerned, or is actually a provider, or is actually there. So, when we are in a situation, it's a difficult situation, remember this. When you are going through such a difficult time, remember this, that the God you always call Father, even in times where you are so happy that he blessed you with something, he is still the Father, and he is still God, and he is still there in your life. Because sometimes we forget about these things. Sometimes it seems as if he has just disappeared. He's just disappeared in the woods. We can't see him anymore. Simply because I'm going through a tough time or difficult time. And then whatever it is that he goes through the window, I can't follow him anymore, because if he was there, he would have looked for me. But you forget that when he was there, he actually blessed you. Or when he was there, he gave you whatever it is you were looking for, which you testified one of these days. Do you understand what I'm saying? So my point is that when we are following, let us understand that we can follow God. He can take us through challenging situations. He can take us through times of celebrations. He can take us through times where we face challenges, but he's still the same God. So the ability to follow him in the time of struggle, the ability to follow him in the time of joy, the ability to follow him in the time of not knowing whether what you're doing is right or not right, the ability to follow him in every time, in every circumstances, that's very important. That's very, very, very important. Now, sometimes God can be silent, in the sense that if you look in the Bible, the Bible says, when God was helping the children of Israel, Remember, they've been in the under captivity for 430 years, but God knew they were there. God knew, absolutely knew that they were there. In fact, he had actually made a promise to say to Abraham that, you know, your descendants are going to be under living in a foreign land, in under captivity for a long time. So God knew. There wasn't anything new for God. There wasn't anything which God didn't know. God knew very well that these people were going to be under captivity. It only needed one certain day, God to say, you know, I've heard the cries of my people. I've remembered my covenant. And he just commissioned someone to go and rescue them. So, my point is that it's very important to follow God at his own time, even when you are going through a situation, a challenging situation. God will bring something. And God will remember you and will come to your aid or will come to your rescue. There are a lot of people in the Bible, quite a lot of people in the Bible who went through challenging situations. But God just appeared as if he just kept quiet. Literally just kept quiet. You know, so it's very important that we understand that. The times we are living in, it's a time of impatience. People are not patient for anything, and people are very quick to want to come up with their own solution, but actually not to wait for the solution which God is intending for you. So, as you listen to me today, you may be going through a situation whereby you think that following God is not the solution. Let me just tell you that it is the solution. Because that's the solution. It simply means that God's time is not there yet. As long as we remain in his ways, as long as we remain obedient to his word, whatever it is that he promises will be fulfilled. But what I wanted to emphasize more is the fact that he is the one, whatever path he takes us through, he is the one who knows the path. It may not be comfortable for us or for you as a human being, but he may want you to go through that. And he may want you to experience that. And he may want you to be able to be in that situation. And some of these times, God is just testing us to find what we will do in those circumstances and in those situations. So, following God is very important. So, the ability to follow is very, very important. Especially following is according to what he says. Not following according to what you want, but following according to what he says. In the principle he has said, it's very, very important. And sometimes let us not follow God with only that I'm following, but let's follow God with the heart. That's very important, to follow with the heart. Then that will help us even when the situation is not suitable, we'll still be following because our heart loves God. We love what we love him, so we follow as according to what he says. And like I said, and let me repeat this as I said earlier, that sometimes our solution may not actually be God's solution. Whatever it is we do, let us do in the principle which God said. I was just giving an example anyway when I was talking about the men and the women, because I said an example which God says, the Bible says. So, bringing this to an end, my word is really to say, the ability to follow is very, very important. And I've said this before, that many people want to lead, but they don't want to follow. Many people want to teach, but they don't want to be taught. But I've said this, that what you need to do in life, most of the things you need to understand, you need to be a good learner, and you need to be a good follower. And I said this because Jesus said, at one point says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And the Bible says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them what I've taught you. So teaching them, so you have to be able to teach what I've taught you, which means you need to be a good learner. So you learn, and then you'll be able to teach also. That's very, very important. That's very, very important. So in other words, you need to be able to follow, and then you need to be able to also to lead. It's very important. Last week, so over the course of the week, I think one of the cell groups, I did mention this, that you really need to be able to contribute to create an environment where other people can actually come and flourish as Christians. That's in a way you are creating an environment. So you are actually leading, or you are leading because you are creating an environment which you know, which you have been taught. Again, learning and teaching. Again, following and leading. It's very, very important. So we can only be a great church of God if we are able to follow what God said, and then to be able also to lead in others in teaching them what God has actually taught us. Very, very important. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them what I've taught you. Very important. Teaching them what I've taught you. Look, I'm with you until the end of the age. So the Holy Spirit does not leave us. The Holy Spirit is always with us. But are we teaching what we've been taught? Are we creating an environment which is conducive for other Christians to come in and also experience the goodness of God, that which you've experienced yourself as an individual? You see, because these are things which God is going to ask us. When we taught you this, when I taught you this, what have you also done about it? Let us understand that the word of God is the truth, and whatever God says in his word is the truth. And whatever he says will come to fruition. Everyone's going to be judged according to what is done, whether it's good, whether it's bad. That's what the Bible says. But my word today was really for us to look at the issue of following. Let us be good followers of Jesus Christ. So with that, when we are good followers of Jesus Christ, others will. There's an issue, word called modeling. So we are the model Christian. We can be a model Christian, so that people who will be able to understand what Christianity is all about by the way you conduct yourself, by what you do. So we ourselves as a church, if we are able to create an environment where Christianity flourish, it means that people will want to come and understand and learn from us what is Christianity is all about. But now what you hear in the churches now, in the churches, that's where you find people doing all sorts of things to each other, the church. So how are you creating an environment where others can come and flourish as Christians? Those are things which you need to be questioning yourself, you see. If you read in the papers, there are many a lot of these things are happening in churches. If you read in Zimbabwe, in Africa, and also there are a lot of other things which are happening in not only Africa, even here, even many other places. Many things happening in churches. So are we creating an environment where other people are able also to follow Jesus Christ? Are we good followers of Jesus Christ that other people will see us and also are able to follow Jesus Christ? Are we demonstrating what is following Jesus is all about? Because these disciples, they did that. They followed Jesus and they moved with Jesus. They sacrificed their life by following Jesus and following what he was actually saying. And actually, when Jesus left, they continued with the same. They continued to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And actually, when you follow their stories, most of them, they really died still proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us look at the bigger picture of ourselves as the people of God. That are we serving God in a way? Whatever it is we do on a daily basis or when we meet, are we doing something to serve God so that others will also start to understand what is worshiping God is all about? Are we being good followers of Jesus? Are we following God in the way which he wanted? Jesus Christ was the one with the mission. He called the disciples to follow. The disciples, they followed Jesus is according to what he was instructing. And let me tell you one thing he did say. Jesus said, there is no student who is greater than his teacher on one of his teachings. Meaning that there's no student who will go ahead of the teacher. They will always follow. That's Jesus what he always taught. So meaning that when we become greater than our teacher, it means that we are no longer following the teacher, but we now want the teacher to follow us. So those are the things. So being a follower is very important. It's also one of the fundamental principles of actually worshiping God, because he is the one who knows where you are supposed to be going. As he sits on the throne of grace, he knows the life of each one of us. Whatever is going to be before you, he knows already. So sometimes when he give you the instruction to say, do this and that, he wants you to avoid whatever it is. Whatever it is that he wants you to go through, embrace it and go through it. And follow him in the way he wants. I believe when we do that, I believe then we will do a good service to Jesus. And other people will be able to follow, and other people will be able to come and receive Jesus Christ. And we'll be able to say to God, we've done is according to what you have said. But if we want to try and avoid challenging situations, try and avoid all this, and when we go through a difficult situation, we don't even want to follow God himself, then it means we are not good followers of Jesus Christ. So my word today was really to demonstrate that we need to be good followers of Jesus. We need to be good followers of God. Whatever challenges we may face, do not blame God in any way. But maybe God may want you to go through that challenging situation. Sometimes we have to go through certain things to move to another level of our spirit, another level of our worship, and things like that. So let us be good followers. Let us not take shortcuts in any way. Let us all continue to understand what God wants us to be doing. And then once we do that, I believe we'll be able to move in the way which God wants. Let us continue to help each other in prayer, in whatever challenges we face. The Bible says, come all who are burdened, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you my yoke, for my yoke is light. So Jesus' yoke is lighter than whatever it is that we can go through. So that's my word, really. Let us follow God. Let us not follow our own instinct, our own thinking, but let us follow the whatever God says in the scripture. He is the one who knows where he wants to take us. If he's going to take us through a challenging situation like what he did through to the Israelites, let it be. Let us go through that difficult situation. But the good thing is, let us follow what he's actually saying. That's what is very, very important. So that's my word really today. Thank you very much for listening, and continue to join us as we continue to explore the word of God. So you may not be able to worship this God. We wanted to find out so what kind of things we need to be thinking about. So following God is one of the most important things, to follow God. Whatever it is, whatever challenges, whatever, let's just follow as according to what he says. He knows, he sees what we don't see. We only see things which our limited eyes can see, but he sees beyond that. So my point is, let us follow God no matter what it is we may find difficult. But let's follow what he's actually saying. That is what he wants us to do. And that's what is good for us, according to him. May God bless you. Thank you very much for listening. And like I said, join us again in the next Sunday as we continue to explore the truth of the Word of God. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you. Amen.